Welcome back. This is Nobody Cares About Your Fantasy League Part 2, but actually 36 people cared about our fantasy league.
People loved it. Enough that we're going to do a recap episode. So.
Yep. You do a preview, you got to do a review.
That's damn right. So our league, like we said before, Dynasty League, salary caps. So there's a rookie draft that happens first. Then there's a free agent auction. So maybe we should start with the rookie draft, maybe some of the stuff we liked in that.
Yeah.
Or what happened. I don't know. There's a lot of trades, which was cool.
Yeah, there were a bunch of trades. Magnets were flying off the board.
Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful thing.
I had somebody just give me a third-round pick to move up one slot because he wanted to see the magnets move.
Is that why he did the trade?
So, that's the only reason why he just wanted to see the magnets move.
Well, that's Tim Schmeek for you. Yeah. You know, loves a good magnet move.
Yeah. I mean, give up a quality mid-round asset, just watch magnets fly. Sounds like Tim Schmeek.
Well, you were the first pick, took Barkley. Everyone knew you were going to do that.
Yeah.
You weren't even there for it. You were still at work. Yeah. So we just took him for you.
Yeah.
But you did make it for your next pick. That was good. Hey, defense.
Yeah, and I showed up like right on time because I was like.
Yeah, I just texted you. I'm like, dude, make a pick. We're waiting. And then you showed up and got Cortland Sutton, I love that pick.
Yeah.
I think that guy's going to be a beast.
I mean, it didn't surprise me that he dropped to the second round just because I figured up all the running backs.
Yeah, a lot of running backs. And then.
And like, I knew, what surprised me is Rennie didn't take Gallup.
Rennie is a liar. He lies to everyone. I don't know why you guys believe him. Ben texts me all the time, like, Rennie's going to do this. Rennie's going to do that. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you say. Rennie just says shit to throw you guys off his trail. He didn't give a shit about Michael Gallup. I don't buy it.
No, I think he liked Gallup. He was pretty drunk when he said it.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, that's when he's at his best. Most shrewd is when he's hammered.
It was the same night as Trey Wayne's can't block.
Trey Wayne's can't block.
Trey Wayne's can't block.
Block. Well, to be fair, too, I do think Ben texts me saying that Rennie's going to take Geis, which he definitely was going to, because when I took Geis, he was not happy.
No, he told me he wanted. I think Ben and Darren are going to take him and stash him, but like if they don't, I'm going to waste no time.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
I mean, and at that point in the draft, I mean, he was picking seven.
He had four picks in the first round. So, like, Geis is, well, we also did. So we were like, well, we're definitely going to take Geis and stash him because he looks like he's going to be the feature back for the Redskins for the next, six, 7 years. So we got him. We also took, second overall, we took Royce Freeman. Looks like the only rookie that's guaranteed, like, a three-down job.
Yeah.
So that was kind of by default. Yep. And then it just gets bad after that. Like, Kerryon Johnson's who we went with the third overall.
Yep. And I like the pick. I like Kerryon Johnson as a player.
I like the offense. Yeah. I think the offense has, like, seven running backs, but hopefully he wins the job and then.
I think Detroit finally got a good running back.
And they have a good line, so, like, let him. Don't stop with the LeGarrette Blount and the Theo Riddick and all this nonsense.
Well, Jim Bob Cooter said he's going to give Kerryon Johnson every chance early on to, like, carve out his role. So, like, the better he does right away, the more he's going to get the ball. If he's not good, it's not going to help you at all this year, you know?
Oh, picked off in the red zone.
Wow.
Eagles up 10-6 with about a whole quarter to go. I just, like, just give him the ball. I don't know why they screw around with, like, LeGarrette Blount and Amir Abdullah made the team. So we took him. Scott took Sony Michel. Kind of what I thought he was going to do. Just because Rashad Penny and Ronald Jones look horrible.
Yeah.
But, so Sony Michel, we ended up taking Ronald Jones. Wow, we'll see what happens with him. And then Geis, obviously. And that's when Rennie just started trading out. So he took, because this was before he even got there.
Yeah.
He took Ridley and he took Nick Chubb.
Yep.
And then,
Chubb, then Ridley, yeah.
Yeah, Chubb, then Ridley, which I actually liked DJ Moore more than Ridley. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I would have taken that.
Ridley seems like he's going to kind of be a number two receiver for, like, ever. No. So I don't know why Rennie was hot for that guy. I mean, Rennie's hot for lots of guys, but, like, him in particular, and why he liked Calvin Ridley.
Must have been that Coco Brown skin.
Yeah, that's definitely what Rennie, that drew him right in. He traded out with Rob Way. Rob Way, most of the time, he's just high and not even paying attention to the draft. This year, he had some picks, made some moves, jumped out, got Rashad Penny.
And question, isn't that the spot? Didn't Rob trade that first round pick and then move back into that spot for less than what he traded?
Yeah, that Rennie just reversed like all of his trades.
Yeah.
So originally Rennie only had like 2 first-rounders, then he traded with you and Rob to get 2 more. So then it falls to that pick, and he trades back with Rob, who moves up and takes Rashad Penny.
Yeah.
And then the next pick, he trades back with me.
Yeah.
We trade our both our seconds this year, and we trade up for DJ Moore.
Really? It was 2 twos to move up for DJ Moore. That's all he had?
I believe it was 2 twos. We might have gave him a future pick. I don't think so, though. Because I think
it was just you and I. And
yeah, yeah. No, it was 2 twos. He originally was dealing with me and Rob for the pick beforehand. Well, every pick that he had, I said, same offer, Rennie. Same offer, Rennie. Because until he took DJ Moore or Rashad Penny, we were going to keep offering him it.
Okay.
Because we wanted those two guys if they were there.
Would you have taken Moore over Penny, or would you have taken Penny because he was
We'd have taken Penny just because he's a running back. Yeah. We corner the market. 10 of them. We're going to corner the market on running backs. But he took Chubb. We didn't care about him. Then he took
Ridley.
And we offered for that pick because we were like, oh, we'll take Penny. Didn't do it. Then it was us and Rob bidding for his pick, and Rob gave him apparently a better offer. I don't remember. It must have been, or he wouldn't have took it. Rob takes Penny, so we still wanted DJ Moore, so then he ended up taking our deal. So Rennie ended up only taking 2 first-rounders there.
Yeah. And I think he blew his second-round picks, too.
Yeah. Rennie should stick to free agency. Yeah. I don't know if he's meant for the draft.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. He's not meant for much.
Brad took
Gallup
and Miller. I don't like the Gallup. I think Gallup is just overrated because he was PFF's like number one college player, and he's on a team with no good players. So
yeah, it's
like, yeah, the volume's there. He's going to get the ball. It's like, you got to be a good football player. So if he's not good, it doesn't matter. But maybe he is good, and maybe he'll get, I don't know.
Well, it's like Terrence Williams. You know, he's basically could have been a number, like everyone's always high on Terrence Williams until they saw that. You know, he could have been number one last year with Dez Bryant not being good. And, well, Terrence Williams not a good football
player. Yeah, it's like, yeah, Terrence Williams has been there every year and he's garbage. So it doesn't mean you're going to automatically be good. Anthony Miller, you wanted.
I really wanted.
And he sniped you. So you really like that pick, huh?
Yeah, I really like that pick.
Tearing it up in preseason. Yeah. Not preseason, but mostly camp hype. I didn't see much in preseason.
Not much in preseason.
But they were talking him up.
And I liked him coming in the draft. And everything like that. So
he
footwork, body control.
What did you have? Like, what if Ridley had been there and Miller? Were you gone Ridley?
No.
Like, what did your running backs rank going in?
My running backs?
No.
My receivers. My receivers were.
You weren't going to get a running back.
It was.
Exactly. So you knew you were getting a receiver at top of the second round.
I think I had DJ Moore, Calvin Ridley, Anthony Miller, but I think The more the preseason went on and the more I heard about Miller, like...
You liked him more and more.
Yeah, like, it was... Like, I probably would have taken Ridley just, you know, better offense, first-round pick.
Yeah, it'd be tough for you to go take Anthony Miller over Calvin Ridley. Yeah. So, no, it makes sense.
But same with Courtland Sutton, though, like... I mean,
my thing with Courtland Sutton is I feel like he's got like that body type to be a number one receiver.
Yeah.
Where I think Anthony Miller's always like Ridley going to kind of be more of a number two.
But my thing with Anthony Miller is I kind of like liking him more of Diggs.
Right. So you know, he's kind of upside.
Yeah. Cause you know, Diggs is only 6 foot. Miller's 5'11".
More of like a shifty route runner type.
Yeah. And he's got body control. He can jump. He's got hands. Like,
yeah.
I really like Anthony Miller, so I think dude got a steal. Got it, catch that, no picked.
Interception.
Deion Jones,
yeah.
No, I like Anthony Miller. I like how I ended up with Sutton and Barkley, first two picks.
Are two good ones. I would have liked to trade up into the second to get Sutton if he was still there, but you took him right away. Like if he'd have fell into the middle of the second, I really liked him going in. So,
you know, I like Sutton. I think he was number 4. It was Ridley. Yeah.
The three like clear. Well, and Miller, you like Miller a lot. Yeah. I think I would have taken Sutton over Miller. What else happened in the second round? I know you had a lot of picks.
Yeah.
You ended up, but you traded a little bit. We traded up. I think I traded up with you.
Yep.
I got Callaway. James Washington went to Rob. So Rob ended up with Penny and Washington. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like James Washington a lot too, so.
Yeah, and I took a
He went to, it's got to be the shoes. It's got to be the shoes, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I took, and I like that pick. I would have taken Washington But then he took him right ahead of me, so I took Goedert.
You took the tight end, yeah. Then another tight end went Gesicki. And yeah, I see that was a Rennie pick. Another, so we got a tight end, Nick Chubb and Kelvin Ridley.
Yeah, and like I don't know, Gesicki's good and all. I don't know. Did you like Gesicki or Goedert or Hurst?
If I would have had to pick one, I would have went Gesicki just because of the no Ertz in his way.
Yeah,
and Hurst I have no interest in. Tim Schmid took both of the Ravens tight ends.
Yeah, back to back.
Ooh, a Tevin Coleman touchdown.
Wow.
Pat Laxton, prime time. Sorry for the Freeman owner. Tough break.
He doesn't listen to the podcast because he hates me.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's his brother.
Yeah, there's a little feud going on there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's terrible. Yeah. I would have had Gesicki. I like Gesicki more than Goedert. Not talent-wise, but role-wise. And then I don't like the Ravens guys at all.
Yeah, no.
Tim Schmid took both those tight ends and then also took Tyler Conklin.
Yeah.
So really likes those tight ends. He's got, you know, he's got a type he wants.
Yep. Big white guys.
Yeah, big white guys. Other draft picks I liked. I liked, just kind of going to go around a little bit now because they're kind of.
Shanks the extra point.
Was that Bryant?
Yeah.
Matt Bryant just shanked the extra point?
Yep. That's going to come back to bite him.
That's not good. That's not good. I liked Ian Thomas. Haney's got him in the late fourth, tight end for the Panthers.
Yep.
I don't know why, like,
Hammers wanted him. Hammer, he,
two picks later?
Yep, Hammers wanted him. That was his guy.
And then Hammers took Braxton Berrios, which is basically a wasted pick. I mean, maybe New England knows how to use them because they like those guys, but slot receiver. I like the quarterbacks. You took two. I don't know why you took two, but.
Because I didn't like anybody else who was on the board.
Daniel Carlson's on the board. Kicker, Minnesota.
Okay. So I took the two best players available.
You got DJ Chark in the third round.
Yeah.
He's a second round pick in the NFL. And
I had a good draft.
The pick after that was Inquinius St. Brown, who sucks.
Yeah. I think I did pretty well with.
Your draft was what? Saquon Barkley, Cortland Sutton, Dallas Goedert.
Ballage.
Kalen Ballage, Traquan Smith. I don't like the Ballage pick. DJ Chark, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, Ito Smith, Trey Quinn, Kiki Kutu.
Kute. I don't really like the last two picks, but there's nobody else on the board, so you take them.
No, Ian Thomas was on the board. You missed him twice. Good young tight end coming in after Greg Olsen. And you took
Goedert. I got Goedert. I got Trey Quinn over him. I got Austin Hooper. Probably shouldn't have taken Trey Quinn over him.
Yeah, otherwise those are, yeah, the rest of the draft was pretty bad this year. But, yeah, I don't like Kalen Ballage just because I think Drake is good.
I don't see Drake
losing his job.
I think Drake is good, but I.
We're the shot, I guess.
Yeah. You know? No other running backs. I mean, at least this one. And I like Ballage. I think he got a bad spot in going to Miami.
Yeah.
But
you like the talent. But, I mean, Hayden Hurst went right after him. Antonio Callaway. Dante Pettis. I mean, pretty decent, like, talent. So, I think that's your worst pick. But, not too big of surprises in this. Jordan Wilkins went pretty early, but he had just got named the starter week one, yep. So that made sense. I kind of thought someone, you know, Scott's took him. It kind of makes sense that he would be smart enough to grab him. But then he took Boston Scott in the third round, and he just got cut.
Yep, the next day. No
good. Yeah, the very next day. Rob Way took a strategy of just grabbing Green Bay receivers.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Yep.
One of them will hit, right?
I think it's
not a bad strategy.
No.
You know? It's better than picking, like, I'll take some Auden Tate, and then I'll take Trey Quinn, and then I'll take, you know, like, just taking stabs.
I'll take Mark Andrews after I took a Hayden Hurst.
Yeah, I'll just get all three Packer receivers,
mm-hmm.
and one of them should hit. So.
And if they don't, you know what? It's.
Yeah, who cares? It was a third round pick, a fourth round pick, and I think a fifth round pick. So
yeah.
What's funny is I actually like Jamon more than most, and he got him in the fifth round last. He took the other two before him, yeah. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. We had two Viking running backs go, Rock Thomas and Mike Boone.
Yep. Yeah.
We're Viking fans, but we have Dalvin and we have Murray. You only get these guys for 3 years. I'm not sure when they're ever going to play.
They might not. At all, but
I don't know. They're
Vikings. Yeah.
I mean, that was literally two undrafted running backs that made our team. and you look at this, and there's like Boston Scott that drafted him, they cut him.
Yeah.
Like, there's running backs that were drafted that didn't make teams. Bo Scarborough is like on a practice squad. He didn't even get drafted in this, did he? Bo Scarborough, the Cowboys.
He didn't.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I wanted him, and then I saw he got cut. He got cut in the practice squad. So it's I was like, nope.
That's what's nice. We do our draft after the 53-man cutdown. You can see some of this. Like, Mike Boone made a 53. Like, Philip Lindsay got drafted. Yep. Chris Warren got drafted, even though he's on IR.
Yeah.
Which I'm not entirely sure Brad knew, because Brad was talking about this whole thing about the Raiders are going to start rebuilding in week 5 or something.
Yeah, it's
like Brad, he's on IR. He's not coming in. I know he looked really good in the preseason, and if you want to stash him, that's fine, but
don't give me
some story about him coming in week 8.
Yeah. Because he's not going to help you this year, Brad.
Yeah, it's just not going to work out for you. So.
But yeah, it was pretty week 1.
Any other big surprises? It was last year we had the big surprise because McCaffrey, we took first overall, which everyone thought we were going to go Fournette.
Yeah.
And then they took, the Seagulls took Joe Mixon over Dalvin Cook and Kareem Hunt, which is another big surprise. I thought this year's draft was kind of boring at the top.
Yeah.
Like Saquon, and then it was like they're all kind of shitty running backs.
They were, yeah.
They just didn't show up in preseason, so it wasn't as exciting. Like, yeah. I wasn't like, oh, if Ronald Jones fell to me, it was like, oh, I guess I'll take Ronald Jones.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to take some second or receiver over a running back. So, because our league definitely seems to reward, like, if you can get some star running backs, like, it's better than having a mediocre receiver.
True. True. Sorry. Got caught up in the game. but, yeah, no, the draft, I mean, there were nothing too exciting, nothing.
A lot of trades, though, which was cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I think some future picks got thrown around. I actually traded. To get Callaway, I think I gave you future picks, right? Because yeah, I didn't have much left.
Yeah, it was a future second and future third.
Yeah.
Because you offered me, I think, 2 2s or a 2 and a future 3, but I already had 12 picks.
Yeah, you couldn't. You wanted only future picks. And
yeah.
Callaway fell to almost towards the end of the second. Yep. We really liked him. And
I would have taken him.
If you didn't make a trade?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I think I had 4 picks in a row.
Yeah, you had a bunch in a row. And then I know Ben really liked Callaway. They named him the starter, like at least while Josh Gordon's like figuring himself out. So, I don't know, take a shot on him. We wanted to fill up our whole practice squad, and we had decided that with that 4th round pick, we're going to take Daniel Carlson, the kicker. So
okay. That
way we don't have to like cut anyone or do anything.
Yep.
So, but you want to talk a little free agency?
Yeah.
Where, you know, the real exciting stuff happens, where people pay tons of money for shitty players and...
So much money was thrown around on trash because there was nothing but trash. But waiver wires, like for running backs. Seriously.
It was like McKinnon went down too, like it was really bad. And now the guy who went for the most, 165,
yep.
Le'Veon Bell, not sure he's going to play.
Yep.
So Rennie just got 11. Screwed big time.
Yep.
Yeah, he sent me a text that said, first AP gets in trouble for beating a kid, and now this, because he was also the guy who owned AP.
And he spent like 40 bucks.
Oh, yeah. He was like, this is the year I'm going all in for AP. And then he whips his kid with a switch.
Yeah.
Gets kicked out of the league for a year. And now he goes, I'm going all in for Le'Veon, 165. And Le'Veon doesn't want to play.
No, doesn't want to play for a whole effing show.
No.
Nobody wants to play for him.
They don't pay. He doesn't pay him. They hold out. He won't pay him. Bad management. You know, they know.
You got to pay your good players, Rennie.
In our league, there's holdouts for anyone that doesn't realize this. People hold out in our leagues, and Rennie refuses to pay his holdouts.
Yep.
Traded away. He had Tyreek Hill, traded him away to you. He had Davante Adams.
Traded him away for a pick that ended up being traded for Rashad Penny.
So, yeah, that probably didn't work out. But he got that $95 back, so, you know.
Yeah.
And then he traded Davante Adams to me. He cut Golden Tate, who also held out. Just cut him.
I should have traded
him. Although, what did Golden Tate go for? Definitely not 95.
50-something?
Yeah. So, I mean, if he wanted him, he got him for could have got him for way less. So, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Ertz just dropped another ball. He's falling apart. Second highest player was Odell Beckham.
What, 160.
Is that Tim Schmeag?
Yep.
Tim Schmeag, who had him last year.
Yep.
And didn't get to use him because you traded him to him and he immediately got hurt. So,
yep.
that was nice
good
of you.
Good deal. But I unbelievable. The week I traded for my first round for the pick that I took Barkley with.
Oh, that's got a sting for Tim Schmeag.
The week I traded him. Unbelievable. Like, it needed to happen that week.
So he basically traded Saquon Barkley for nothing?
Yeah.
Sorry, Tim. Yeah. That's a bummer. Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to maybe run through some of the teams and just look at how bad they are? Because
yeah, we can run through. We can go through that, or you want to go through your best and worst buys?
Yeah, we can do best and worst buys.
I'm gonna go right out. Worst buy: Peyton Barber, $60.
I want to say that's a bad buy, but at least it sounds like he's gonna get the ball.
For how long?
Ronald Jones, I don't know. Maybe he plays.
Ronald Jones is getting.
What I hated more was the third down backs getting paid like $30. Austin Eckler, $33. Like
James White, $35.
Like, I don't get it. Like Austin Eckler is the backup to Melvin Gordon, so why are you paying him $30?
Like, yeah, I think he looks good. I think he's a good football player, but not fantasy football player.
It's the like, problem.
I wanted him. I was thinking, you know, maybe if I have to, I'll pay $12 for him. But like, I only want him for $4. And the only reason why I'm going to pay 12 for him is because I'm going to have to bid against Rob, and I think Melvin Gordon's going to get hurt because he's a healthy running back, and someone's got to get hurt this
season. Yeah, you just like you're basically picking that you think someone's going to get hurt.
You know? Well, at that point,
Chris Thompson for 20, isn't he better than Austin Eckler? Yeah. You don't think that Chris Thompson's going to come on the field way more for Peterson than Austin Eckler with Melvin Gordon? They're not taking Melvin Gordon off the field as much as they will Peterson.
Yeah.
So, like, I think people got desperate towards the end there and were just trying to grab people.
I got desperate. You took. I got desperate. I bid hammers up $35 for James White.
You bought Doug Martin for $22. He's the backup.
I know.
He's not even a guy who gets passes.
I'm so upset.
Your team sucks. Yeah, bad.
I know. I'll figure it out, though. I always do. Whether it's tanking or...
Yeah, oh, yeah. Anyone can decide to tank, Ryan. Oh, yeah, that's figuring it out to you. Throwing the towel in after 1 week. Well, like Adrian Peterson was $29. At least he's a starter. Someone paid more for Melvin Gordon's backup. I just don't understand it. Frank Gore for $9. Why is he even on a team? What are the Haneys doing? This is just upsetting looking at their roster. $51 for Deion Lewis. I guess that's...
I don't like that.
I just look at my running backs, and they're all paid less than that, besides Kareem Hunt.
Fuck you. my team's stacked. Look at me.
Let's play a game.
Look at me. I've got 8 of the top 20 running backs on my roster.
Ryan, let's play a game.
I can only serve 3 of them.
Name your number one running back.
Saquon Barkley.
Kareem Hunt. That's mine. Name your second best running back.
Chris Carson.
Mine's Dalvin Cook. Name your third running back.
Doug Martin.
Doug Martin. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Doug Martin. Yeah. Mine's Christian McCaffrey. Who's your fourth best running back?
Deontay Foreman.
Is he healthy?
I just put him on IR.
Oh, mine's Joe Mixon. Name your fifth best running back.
I only rostered 4.
you only rostered 4. Okay. Well, I'm gonna bench Derrick Henry. Who's my other one? I have a fifth.
Do you have like 8 of them? Piss off.
Who is the other one though? It's bothering me now. Kareem Hunt, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon, Derrick Henry. That's 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Rice Freeman's on my practice squad. Kerryon Johnson's down there too. If you wanna.
I don't have a first.
I'll trade you Corey Clement.
I can. Claim them and pay them $10 for less. Go ahead.
You can have them.
I don't want them.
So what do you have? What do you think for some good buy? Ty Montgomery for $12. I don't even know why he's on the roster either.
I'm going to go with one of my own for good buys. I really like $45 for Marvin Jones.
And that's not bad. We liked him. He's like, I feel like he's always underrated.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have, I think he's kind of in the realm of my guys, Watkins and Woods. I think I would take, we had like a group of receivers that we were like, any of these go for like reasonable money.
That's kind of where I almost, like after all the running backs went, I almost just kind of went for, I almost thought I was just going for mid-tier receivers, getting like.
Yeah. Well, like, would you rather have Austin Eckler, the backup to.
Or Robert Woods. I'd rather have Robert Woods.
Right, who's actually going to get like the ball.
Because that's actually an asset you can flip. If need be, if you don't, if you're not start, if, you know, if something comes
up. Yeah, you can, it's something that's not going to be an immediate negative value.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that's a pretty decent buy. A lot of the receivers in that area are usually where a lot of the value is.
I liked T.Y. Hilton for 95 was good too.
Well, that's like that's the going rate for Fran, the holdout money.
Yeah.
And yeah, looking back, like he was the clear best receiver available after Odell, and he got him for $70 cheaper.
Yeah.
Like he's not that. There's not that big of a difference. Like the person that got Odell could have got T.Y. and Josh Gordon for the same. Like instead of getting just Odell, so those top two guys went for so much higher than everyone else. Like.
You kind of expected that.
Well, it's though. Bell and Odell, but like it wasn't just 20, it was like $60 more.
Yeah, who was the third highest player? So aggressive. I think it was Hilton.
So
Kelsey, 110.
Oh, Kelsey for 110. Kelsey met me 10.
So the top guys at each position.
Yeah, went for a ton. Oh. Yeah. I don't mind Kelsey at 110. It was higher than we wanted to go. We had an $80 cap on him. People have finally, I think, came around that it's worth it to pay a lot for a tight end.
Yeah.
Of Kelsey and like Gronk and Ertz, those kind of guys. So.
Well, 116 for Jimmy Graham. You know, that's worth it.
116?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Well, that's what Rob's paying Jimmy Graham.
Well, Rob's stuck in a 4-year contract. I mean, he can't help it. He's just happy he went to the Packers.
Oh, Ryan got roasted.
Fumble. All right, let me see if I can find some other terrible buys.
Just look at the running back group.
Yeah,
I'll just go down the running back group. Well, seriously.
I kind of like them.
Oh, good buys. Russell Wilson, $8.
Andrew Luck, $3. Tom Brady, $10. Well, Russell Wilson, $8 is probably the best because you know he's good and you can sign him for like 3 years. Like,
yeah. Which did Nick put more than just a 1 year?
Yeah, he did multiple years on him, I'm fairly certain. Russell Wilson, 4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's $13. Who cares? You know?
Is it $13 at the end?
In his fourth year, yeah, he's $13. With a budget of probably $800. Oh, so. But quarterbacks just go for so low now in our league. Like, nobody wants him.
Yeah.
Get him. I thought Tony had a lot of good buys. Like I know LeSean McCoy might be, like, you know, in jail, but $65 if he stays on the field. Mark Ingram, $45. That's $12 more than Austin Eckler. You can't just wait 4 weeks to get him.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. Like, Ingram went right away and everything, I was one bidding up Tony,
mm-hmm.
and then it hit $45, and I was like,
"You'll get
I'll get somebody else, and then I can use right away and everything too."
Yeah.
But then that James White, like $35, and like, I'm gonna use that one until the day I die. James White, $35. Do you know how many times? Do you know how many times I had him on my roster last year? Swear to God, I had him 4 different times off waiver wires last year.
Well, that's where he'll be. Give it 2 weeks.
That's my point. Like you and Ben, I know I didn't like. I should have got a running back. Yeah, granted, I get that.
You left the draft with $100.
Yeah, but am I gonna pay? Freaking.
Well,
Austin Eckler, $33.
You just messed up early on. Like you should have bought Mark Ingram for $45.
I should have bought Lamar Jackson for $73.
Like Lamar Jackson
or Lamar Miller.
Oh yeah.
Like yeah.
But what happened is those guys went, and like if you didn't get them, you weren't getting anyone because there was no one else.
Yeah.
It was like McCoy, Ingram, Miller.
How much did McCoy go for?
$65. Like not bad at all, and that was Tony also. Tony got McCoy, Ingram. And he already has Alex Collins, so he'll just use Alex Collins and McCoy until Ingram comes back. And now he's got 3 good running backs. And then he also got Golden Tate, Chris Hogan for $50 each. Good, I think those are good buys. Kind of in the same area that you got Marvin Jones. We got Watkins and Woods. And then he got Jarvis Landry for $90, which I think is about $40 too much. He belongs in the same area as Hogan.
But
he's got 3 good receivers right there, plus Juju Smith-Schuster already had him.
And
it's a good freaking roster
and
right there.
Tony had $550 to spend.
Yeah, so he had to spend it somewhere.
So $90
on
Jarvis.
He probably
Landry.
Still has like $50 left too. He's got $130 left still. Unless I have something typed in wrong.
No, I think that's about
well,
right.
At some point you can't even spend your money because there's no good players left and everyone was just like, no. This has to be by far the most money that's been left on the table. If he had that much, you had $100. Tim Schmid got over $100 too. I think he had $150.
Yeah.
We had $50. So yeah, it was. He got Drew Brees on his team, too. Like, his team is good. Kyle Rudolph, $38. Would you rather have Kyle Rudolph, a starting tight end, or Austin frickin' Eckler for $33?
Unbelievable. If I could go back, I'd probably
snap.
Not take... I mean, I fucking got Demaryius Thomas for $63.
Like, that's not horrible, though.
I'd rather...
It's cheaper than Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, but I could have paid him $30 more.
Turned him into T.Y. Hilton.
And then got Mark Ingram.
Yeah. And still had money and had an actual
good
team. Not
paid Doug Martin. And have still probably could have got Demaryius Thomas.
Yeah, with the money you had left over. So I think Tony actually had
Or I could have went and got Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah.
And immediately my team looks good. Add Lamar Miller, T.Y. Hilton, and Kyle Rudolph. We're talking a little different.
Yeah, because you'd have actual players that should be on the roster. Instead, you got no good players.
Instead, I got Doug Martin.
Doug Martin. I wouldn't have paid a dollar for Doug Martin. Maybe two.
I got desperate, man. All the running backs left.
So bad. Yeah, but now he's stuck on your team. You gave him $22. Like,
oh, he is not stuck on my team.
The cap space is spent.
I have zero problem cutting him.
Yeah, but you don't get the money back.
I don't care. I have zero problem.
Just left the roster space open. So I think actually I think Tony had the best free agency because going in, Brad and my team were kind of already set, for the most part. And I don't think anyone else really did that great in free agency.
Probably not.
I'm just kind of going through some of the rosters. Nelson Aguilar, $21. Actually, not that bad of a buy.
Oh, I thought I saw 41. I thought they bid him up that high.
It says 21 on here. 2-year deal. I don't think they would have done 2 years if it was higher.
Probably not.
People don't like Aguilar very much. But yeah, I mean, 72 on Lamar Miller, 51 on Deion Lewis. That's a lot of money. And 33 on Eckler. That's $150 on those three running backs.
On who?
It was Austin Eckler. Again, I keep talking about him. Lamar Miller and Deion Lewis.
Oof.
Just like not that great of a tandem to like spend all that money on.
No.
I did like Brad just got T.Y. Hilton and then got Trey Burton. Trey Burton went for a little more than I thought he would. But yep. I liked him. Like we were like, too. Oh, maybe like 30, 40. He went for $50. So a little bit more than I wanted. We were thinking about trying to get him. But you see any other ones?
Not really.
I see that David got Treadwell again and signed him for like 3 years. I don't know why he doesn't just leave him alone.
It's his new heroin.
Yeah. Jeez. Wow. No wonder he hates you. Jeez. Okay. Also got Dez Bryant for $1. Locked him in for 2 years. We'll see how that goes for him.
I can't stand this green zone that they're doing.
What is that for?
It's to show you how many yards they need to get to the first down.
That's really weird. I think we can just see the yellow line, right?
Yeah.
Apparently not. So who do you think ended up with like the best team?
Outside of you guys?
Outside of my team, which is
Brad and then Tony.
I completely agree. I think Brad seems really good. Especially that Le'Veon Bell. He has James Conner.
Yeah.
Now he's got Conner, Kamara, and Zeke.
And Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams.
Yep. And then he's got Hopkins and T.Y. Hilton.
Yep.
Trey Burton. I mean, it's a great team. Tony seems a little different. It's like no stars, but like really good all the way through. Yep. McCoy, Ingram, and well, Alex
I mean,
Collins.
And with this, I mean, you know, besides you and Brad, really, everyone else has a couple good players.
Yeah.
Nobody else. I mean, so like.
No one has like good starters. Like we're watching this, like Pat's starting Mike Wallace. Like you don't want to be starting Mike Wallace.
Yeah. And Tevin Coleman.
Yeah, you're starting the backup to Freeman. Like that's a bye week filler
type.
That's
his RB1.
Yeah, that's his RB1. I don't know. Is Alf his RB1 or is Tevin Coleman?
Alf doesn't even know the playbook.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say that. And then. I think Rob has a pretty good team. He's got Melvin Gordon, Jay Ajayi, Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson, Jimmy Graham, and then like Pierre Garçon, like decent guys. War Pigs, Devonta Freeman and Gurley, Thielen. The rest of his draft was pretty bad though. Jack Doyle.
David can't quit Doyle.
He just gets the same guys he had last year. Like he was one who bit us up for Robert Woods.
Sanu.
Yeah. Oh, Doyle. Loves those. Just loves to run the same, you know. Hey, those guys were good for me last year. They got me almost to a playoff spot. Well, it's got to be the Shoes, I think, is a really good team. But that was mostly good going in because he had Fournette and David Johnson. Amari Cooper, Allen Robinson. So his team looks pretty nice.
Yeah. Pat had
Pat's Steven, team is horrible.
He had Steven draft for him.
Yeah, Steven draft for him. I don't know what Steven was doing. He got Fitzgerald and Kelsey and then just basically stopped. Yeah. Forgot about running back, just like you did.
I didn't forget.
I text the team to Beaver to tell Pat, and Beaver just went, "That is trash." If Beaver thinks it's bad, it's the problem.
I honestly, though, would have liked to see what Beaver could have done, because I honestly don't think it would have turned out as good as
I this. Think what Beaver would have done is just gone for he would have just spent all his money. I think that's what you are almost better off doing, is just getting the stars and then just getting $5 guys, instead of like hovering in this $20 area where you end up with a bunch of bums that are like now overpriced.
Yeah.
Like Rob ended up with a bunch of like cheap receivers, you know, just dumb ones like Quincy Enunwa and Philip Dorsett. But like they're just as good as like a $12 receiver. That's like, who is that?
Clement.
Corey Clement. And you don't want to trade for him?
No.
Oh.
He's been claimed.
You can't claim him until after this week, you idiot. Yeah, so I don't know. I thought this was kind of a weird draft. I feel like just no good players.
Yeah, there wasn't.
There was just not a lot of talent out there.
It's weird because like I had seen the list. I looked on free agency before, and all of a sudden like I get there, and even as we're putting up the magnets, I'm going, yeah, you know, this guy. I get to the draft and I see all this money thrown around. It's like, Jesus Christ.
They go fast too.
It's fast and
once like Bell, Hyde, Miller, Ingram.
Remember, and then it just Bell and Hyde weren't going for dollar increments. It was every five. It was 150, 155.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we're not fucking around. Like, we're going.
I thought Bell could get close to 200, but he petered out.
Yeah.
But we drafted right before. It's like literally the next day, and like it's like, yeah, Le'Veon Bell might not play till week 10.
Yeah, and then his offensive line's fucking.
Yeah, all like Pouncey's like, dude should show up. And the guy's saying like he makes 7 times much money as me. That's a good pick, Rennie. Rennie's team is bad. Well, his magic from last year ran out. His Kelvin Benjamin, $21. That is horrible.
Trash.
Like, how is he not just waiver wire? Like,
he is waiver wire. This is what I'm saying. This is why I left with $100. Kelvin Benjamin's going for 21. Ajayi with his
two touchdowns for Jay Ajayi.
Go Rob Way.
Rob traded for him and then franchise tagged him.
And now
people laughed at him. People laughed at Rob.
I laughed at him. Well, I made fun of him in the last podcast, I think, for this.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah. I probably did. And too, now he's got freaking 18 points damn near.
Rennie took Alshon Jeffrey and Julian Edelman. Yeah, they're both out week one. Edelman's out for multiple weeks.
I like the Edelman pickup. I was going for him.
Yeah. I just don't know why you combine those two.
Yeah, no.
So this week he's starting Kelvin Ridley, who I don't know if he's even touched a ball yet.
Hasn't.
Yeah. I like the Marquise Goodwin. I liked him. Another $50 receiver. The $50 receiver area was where all the good receivers went, I feel like.
Yeah.
Once you drop down, they were just garbage after that.
True. You know, actually, that touchdown really sucks. Now the Falcons will probably lose this game. That's too bad.
You think so?
Yeah. There's 2 minutes left. Falcons aren't very good.
Yeah, well, they only have 12 points. Keenan Cole, $11.
I think that's a good buy.
I think that's a good buy.
Yep.
He put Moncrief him for 2 years.
Moncrief won for more, and Cole's better.
Yeah. Moncrief sucks. Who took him?
David.
That's because David's like, I recognize this guy.
Yeah.
Wasn't he traded for a first round pick a while back? He must be good.
Now he's on the Jags, and I think think someone got hurt, didn't they?
Well, the problem here is, you know, he takes guys he's recognizes, which is why he ends up with his own players again. he's got Dez Bryant back on his squad. So who do you think's got the very worst team in the whole league? You're definitely in the conversation.
I know.
There was so much hope going in, and now it's just gone.
Oh God, it's terrible. Worst team.
I mean, look at the Haney squad.
I think
Gronk and AJ Green though, and Lamar Miller
and Doug Baldwin. Can't be the Haneys. Could it be Tim?
Let me take a look at Tim's squad. Tim Schmeek party.
No.
Diggs, Drake, Odell.
Tim.
No, are you kidding me? Your team would love to have those players. Oh, yes, Peyton Barber's a starting running back.
Oh, yes.
I think it's Pat or you.
Oh, Rennie's is pretty bad if you take...
if you take Le'Veon Bell away, that's a bad team.
I don't care. You put Bell on there, and that's a bad team, too. Let's be honest.
What happened?
I mean, so he's got Bell. I got Barkley. Obviously, yes, Bell's better, yeah.
But Bell might not play.
No, I don't know. But
you're going on the assumption he is?
Yeah, and so his second running back, Hyde, better than
Carson. Chris Carson.
Toss up.
I'm Hyde. Taking Hyde all day. That offense is better. I don't trust Seattle's at all. But okay, fine. You want to give yourself like a close one there?
I'll give my close one there.
Yeah, you give yourself that one to make you feel better.
Wide receivers, I got him there.
Who's his best one is Marquise Goodwin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who's your best receiver?
Tyreek Hill.
Who's your second best receiver?
Marvin Jones. Demaryius Thomas.
Oh, you've got him beat easily.
Yeah.
Tight end, he's got Greg Olsen. Well, you have no tight end.
I have Charles Clay.
Yeah, that's no tight end. I had him last year. You know what that feels like? It feels like 4 points a week, and you really want to find a different one.
Oh.
And then you're just going back to the waiver where you're like, you know, maybe Austin Seferian Jenkins will finally come around. Let me try him out for a week. You know, the backup for the Redskins is decent. His name's Vernon Davis. We'll try him for a week. What's funny is we went in, like, we're getting a tight end. We're getting a tight end. And then we didn't get a tight end. We just ended up getting Josh Gordon and Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods instead. So I think you might have a better team than Rennie.
Congrats.
I'd say it's like a tie, but if Bell's gone, his team is awful.
Yeah.
Which will be exciting because Rennie's not one to just sit around. Like, he will start trading all his players.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like...
But, you know, the thing is who's going to want him? I'd want Hyde. I'd go hard.
He could trade Keenan Cole. He could trade Hyde. He could trade...
I'd go after Hyde. So.
He could get some moves made. Edelman's got value. Jeffrey.
I'd probably try and trade for Hyde and Kroll just so I could have running backs, just bodies.
Who? Who did you offer?
No, I said I'd probably try.
Oh, just to grab people? Just
Hyde and Kroll just to have bodies.
Oh, Julio, they're moving the ball.
Holy shit. Is that why Nick scored so much? Or
holy shit. Oh, jeez. Yeah, so I'm gonna say you have the worst team.
Okay, I'm going with Rennie.
Okay, all right.
And it's only then... because I can't choose myself. I have too much pride to choose myself. If I had my first round pick, I'd be fine.
What was your plan going in? Like, what were you like, I'm going to get this guy?
Well, I honestly kind of thought I might have had a shot at Le'Veon Bell. I thought he was only going to go for like 125 to 140.
Well, that's just dumb for you to think. But okay, so once that didn't happen, then you just had no plan B.
My plan B was to get Lamar Miller. And when Lamar Miller went out of my price range, I'm like, all right, well, I'll grab a couple of these other guys. And when a couple of these other guys started going for outrageous amounts, it's like, okay.
The problem is I don't think they were outrageous amounts. I think you just
priced
yourself like out of the market by like going too low with everyone.
I think that's I'm not gonna disagree with that. That's
happened to us before. Like when you're like, I think these guys are like it was like with Andre Ellington back in the day, like we didn't get anyone because we're like, oh, those are way too expensive. We'll get Andre Ellington. Yeah. And then me and you bid against each other.
$26 later, I got a running back who
was hurt. That was on a $100 budget back in the day. That was like a quarter of your budget on Andre Ellington. And then we ended up with Gerhardt and Ben Tate.
Yeah.
Because we refused to like go above our... we set a bar. But you can't do that. You just got to grab someone. Especially when you have as much money as you had. Like, otherwise, you can't spend it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There was a lot of money left on the board, so we'll see what happens. The only team that actually like totally capped themselves out is the Haneys, I think. They have like $2 left.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Otherwise, like most teams have like at least 20 or so. So, but I don't know. Who do you think is going to be the playoff teams at this point? NFC, I think it's pretty obvious. It's
Tony, you, and Brad.
But what about AFC? I think Rob's going to make it.
Robin Hammers.
Are they in opposite
divisions? No, they're in the same division.
Okay, so you need a division winner, and your division is... Is your division Haney's, Tim, and you?
No, my division is me and Pat and Tim.
Oh, my. That's horrible.
And
so someone's winning that division.
I think I can win that division.
I think Tim's got you beat.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. He's got a couple good running backs.
Tim's team is not that bad.
Well, he's got Diggs and Beckham, and he's got a good slew of running backs. He's got Drake...
He's got Drake and Peyton Barber. Okay, after that it goes downhill quickly. But Drake, Peyton Barber, Jordan Reed, Odell Beckham, Stephon Diggs, Corey Davis. It's a much better team than yours. But it doesn't mean he's not going to win 4 games and you're going to win 4 games.
Yeah.
Is that Julio again?
Again.
Oh, they can't stop Julio. All right, are we, you think we I don't know, bullshitting enough about free agency and fantasy and wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, we picked on me enough. That's kind of what we had to do. I got Barkley, and that was it.
Hey, Brad had nothing but Zeke, and he made the playoffs. Make some good moves. Here, I'll tell you who you need to trade.
You know, I got four good players. I got 2 stars and 2 solid players.
I keep forgetting you do have Tyreek Hill. So, like,
I really wish I would have traded a third round pick for Davante Adams.
I just really worry that Chris Carson's your number two and he could just not be good. Or like they're gonna give Penny some run or
I'm so fucked. Like let's just
But like to be fair, like there's plenty of other teams that don't have any running backs. So like you're in a
I have better running backs than Pat.
Yeah, he has Tevin Coleman and Elf, so yeah, you definitely do. Saquon's better than both those guys combined.
Saquon's better than
Well, I don't Drake know why you got to pick on Barber. Poor Pat. He wasn't at the draft.
Saquon's better than Barber and Drake.
You know,
I'd rather have Saquon and Chris Carson over Barber and Drake.
Yeah, I think I would too. But Saquon's not better than both of them combined. He could be very quickly. Barber could lose his job very quickly. But Chris Carson could also lose his job very quickly. So we got 53 seconds left in this game. Another sack for my defense. But we'll wrap it up here. What do you think we're all good?
Yeah, I think we're good. We'll do one of these sometime.
Yeah, maybe like middle of the season or something, you know.
Yeah. Right. See you guys.